Welcome to Mind and Movement, getting smart about how you move. I'm Hazel. Thanks heaps for joining me for another Move Note. Today, the Move Note we're discussing is on the book Fix Your Feet, Build the Best Foundation for Healthy, Pain-Free Knees, Hips and Spine by Dr. Phil Maffetone. So the key points we're going to be talking about today are 1. Foot sense. How's yours? 2. Blood flow. Are your feet feeling the flow? 3. Foot biomechanics. How do your feet move? Shoes. Take them off. 5. Treatment. Take off your shoes. 6. Check your feet. What can they do? And 7. Do you have muscle imbalances? And the last one, number 8. Plantar fasciitis. Have you heard of that? Yep. Well, you can heal it. Let's start with a quote from Dr. Phil Maffetone. Quote, rehabilitating your feet is the remedy to correct most existing problems and prevent future ones. This consists of evaluating foot function, understanding pain patterns, shoe wear, callus formation, and other features help determine which therapy would be most beneficial. One of the best remedies for foot problems associated with muscle dysfunction is barefoot movement. Being barefoot should be the perfect position for the foot. This is especially true for children whose feet have not been disturbed by shoe wear, trauma, and other wear and tear factors. End quote. That's Dr. Phil Maffetone from Fix Your Feet. Your feet, they are super important to ensure correct biomechanical movement throughout your entire body. And we restrict their ability to move by placing them in shoes. Of course, some shoes are worse than others, like high heels and super stiff shoes. But all shoes change the way our feet move and hence change the movement that happens in our feet and all the joints above our feet. I work with people with all kinds of biomechanical dysfunction. This dysfunction is usually causing them pain. A key part of restoring their movement and reducing their pain is restoring the strength and mobility in their feet. Transitioning my clients to their natural state of having strong, mobile feet is key to the recovery of them all. The clients who can't grasp how important the movement of their feet is usually don't recover as fast as the ones that do. Phil Maffetone is an icon in the endurance training world. He has trained many of the most successful endurance athletes, such as Mark Allen, and he did it using methods which were originally seen as alternative. However, because of his success, his techniques and methods are becoming more and more mainstream. In this great book, Maffetone focuses on restoring foot function. He goes deep to ensure we understand just how much shoes are reducing the function of our feet and then gives us the key understandings and movements to help us transition to barefoot strength. Here's another quote. From birth to death, our feet are very important to overall health, but they may be one of the most neglected parts of the body. The feet are our structural foundation. They form the base of our body's physical stature. Any departure from optimal balance can have significant adverse effects, not only locally in the feet, but above the feet in the muscles, ligaments, tendons, bones, and joints in the legs, knees, thighs, hips, pelvis, spine, and other areas, right up to your head. The feet are really important. What are you doing for yours? Are you taking time to mobilize and strengthen them, or do you just stuff them into restrictive shoes and forget about them all day? May I suggest you let your feet out and start paying attention to them so you can improve your foot sense, which is the first key idea. Foot sense. Quote, within the muscles, tendons, ligaments, joints, and other soft tissues of the foot are important nerve endings that sense all movement, pressure, and body position. This information is sent to the central nervous system, the spinal cord in the brain, so we can respond appropriately to activity of the foot, a process I refer to as foot sense. Next to the spine, the foot has more nerve activity than any other region of the body. End quote. That's awesome. Quote, after the spine, the foot has more nerve activity than any other region of the body. End quote. The foot also has 33 joints. 25% of all of the muscles in your body reside in the feet. When those joints don't move and the muscles aren't being asked to work, the feet become stiff and weak. This is a big problem for many people today. Stiff, weak feet do not send the appropriate signals to the muscles, joints, and the brain above. This results in reduced function, which usually results in pain somewhere in the body. Want to improve your foot sense? Then get your feet out of those shoes. Give them a gentle rub and spend some time barefoot. And maybe try this. How well can you balance on one foot? How about the other? Balancing on one foot should be an easy task for any human. However, give it a try, and I'm sure you'll find you probably aren't as good as you hoped. Keep practicing. The second key idea is blood flow. Quote, blood vessels in the foot are very important to maintain the health of all the structures we've discussed. The arteries bring nutrient-rich blood into the foot in the form of glucose, fat, protein, vitamins, minerals, and other essential elements, including oxygen. The veins carry waste products from the foot. Poor blood flow due to inactivity, poor muscle function, or abnormally narrowed or closed blood vessels can cause or aggravate existing foot problems from within. End quote. Blood flow is really, really important. The movement of our feet is one of the key factors that draws blood into them. A little movement means a little blood flow, and a little blood flow can result in pain. For a cell, not receiving oxygen and food that it needs can potentially be really painful. You know what it feels like to be really hungry? So have a think about how some of the unfed cells in your feet are feeling. They are starving for movement and the nutrients that the blood flow brings. Movement is vital for the cellular feeding of your foot cells and every cell in your body. On the other hand, a lot of movement for the feet means a lot of blood flow and hence a lot of cellular feeding, which is awesome. The type of movement I'm talking about here is the type where your foot actually changes shape and all the joints get to move. I'm not referring to taking your feet to the office every day, especially if you drive and then sit in stiff shoes all day. While your body may have moved from one place to another, your feet haven't moved much at all. And on that note, let's talk a little bit about foot biomechanics. Quote, the body is a complex biomechanical kinetic chain where all movements are precisely related. An abnormal movement in one area can interfere with proper movements at other joints. Abnormal foot movement, for example, could force a variety of muscles to compensate, causing adaptation in the ankle and knee. End quote. Biomechanics. Wikipedia says, quote, biomechanics is the study of the structure and function of the mechanical aspects of biological systems at any level from whole organisms to organs, cells, and cell organelles using the methods of mechanics. End quote. Biomechanics is a study of how forces and loads are experienced by the body. Poor alignment of body parts can lead to increased forces and loads, which can potentially lead to cell damage. Biomechanics also studies how too little a load or force can lead to less than optimal function. A good example of this is how poor posture can unload the head of the femur, which can lead to poor bone density in the hip. We need to create the best loads for each part of the body depending on how it was designed to operate. And may I just say here that bodies were designed to inhabit and operate in the natural environment and not designed to inhabit and operate from a chair. How much are you sitting? May I suggest that you sit less? It will be good for your biomechanics. May I also suggest that you think about what you are putting on your feet, because nothing changes our foot biomechanics as much as shoes. And that leads in really nicely to the next key idea, which is shoes. Quote, nothing influences the foot as much as shoes. Nothing does the foot as much potential harm as shoes. And nothing restores normal human function as quickly as when shoes are removed. However, in many situations, shoes are a necessity for foot protection. End quote. This is my favorite quote from the entire book. I love its simplicity and the powerful direction that Phil gives us. Take off your shoes. In the book, Phil takes us on a journey into how shoes became a part of our modern culture, even though they weren't part of our evolution. Simple sandals and moccasins have been around for a while to protect the soles of our feet and to protect our feet from the cold. Phil discusses how shoes have ingrained themselves into our culture and how we now wear them for all kinds of costume reasons. Instead of wearing shoes that are very minimal and allow our foot to work with the least amount of interference, we wear shoes because they are costume. We wear them because they look good with the rest of our outfit or because we think it is culturally expected for us to wear a certain kind of shoe in a certain situation. Sports shoes with thick cushioning and rigid soles are a very recent occurrence in terms of the evolution of the foot, and research has shown that wearing sports shoes leads to an increase in injury. However, we now work in environments where foot protection is more necessary than in the past. How can you give your feet the best protection for the situations you are in without reducing their mobility and strength significantly? Many minimal shoe brands are helping us to find a better balance with this these days, which is awesome. Quote, cushioning is more commonplace in the popular, expensive sports shoes. In a December 1997 issue of the British Journal of Sports Medicine, researchers Robbins and Waked state, quote, expensive athletic shoes are deceptively advertised to safeguard well through cushioning impact, yet account for 123% greater injury frequency than the cheapest ones, end quote. It's just nuts how we pay a lot of money for the flash shoes that are more likely to injure us than the cheaper ones with less cushioning. What are you putting on your feet? Check out my move note on Katie Bowman's Whole Body Barefoot for more details on the best kinds of shoes to wear. Which brings me to the next key idea, which is treatment. Quote, the traditional approach to treating most problems is to first name the condition. You've already noticed that is not the approach I've taken. Rather, improving function should be your therapeutic goal. If you improve the function of the foot, get everything inside working properly, almost any problem will be corrected. End quote. And straight into another quote from Phil. Quote, without the restriction of shoes, your foot muscles can ultimately return to their natural state of optimal function. In some people, this could take time. If you're used to wearing high-heeled shoes or thick-soled sports shoes most of the time, being barefoot will be a big transition. But once you experience the freedom of being bare, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. End quote. Improving foot function is what it's all about. Maffetone is a big proponent of using barefoot time as treatment, and so am I. However, there are some added movements / exercises you can do to improve foot strength and mobility. These include learning how to move all your toes separately from each other to help strengthen the small intrinsic muscles of the foot. The top of the foot stretch can be used to mobilize the midfoot. A simple calf stretch is the place that most people need to start. Restoring length to the gastrocnemius and soleus muscles will enhance the range of motion of the ankle, dorsiflexion, and have positive effects on your gait, the way you walk. Quote, if you really want to be free, be barefoot. Not only are your feet made for walking, they're made to do it barefoot. As a bonus, for those with foot problems, it's also the best and quickest way to rehabilitate your feet. End quote. The next idea is check your feet. Quote, if your foot doesn't function like it should, the first step should be a foot assessment. The term assessment refers to an evaluation or appraisal. Through an evaluation process, much like Sherlock Holmes would follow, you can arrive at the cause of the problem, or at least how to fix it. Assessment is not diagnosis. Most foot problems have no diagnosis. A diagnosis pertains to disease or serious conditions such as fracture. Most foot problems are functional in nature and are without disease or serious disorders. In other words, they are dysfunctions. Assessment involves evaluating a foot's function. End quote. What can your foot do? What can't it do? These questions assume you know the answer to the question. What would your feet be able to do if you had grown up in your natural environment and never interfered with the movement of your feet by engaging in behaviors like wearing shoes, constantly moving on flat surfaces, and not walking as much as you would have if you'd lived in pre-industrial times? None of us know the answer to that. Because of the nature of our Western culture, most of us have immobile, weak feet, and so mobilizing and strengthening them is key for everyone. Which brings me to the next key idea, and this is muscle imbalances. Because we have been moving in environments that are not natural to us, many of us have muscle imbalances. Quote, muscles move bones and allow us to move our feet, which in turn allow for local motion. Muscles can and will take on many different degrees of function and dysfunction. End quote. Muscle imbalances are created by many different behaviors. These include inactivity, which causes muscle weakness and tightness. frequenting the same position over and over again can cause muscle tightness. The best example of this is sitting. With constant sitting, the calf muscles, hamstrings, and hip flexors all shorten due to constantly being in a shortened position. This leads to an imbalance of forces around the joints and creates dysfunctional movement patterns which hasten wear and tear in the joints and other structures. Got muscle imbalances? Get rid of them. Which brings me to the next key idea, which is caused by muscle imbalances and caused by how we are carrying our pelvis above our feet. And it is, of course, plantar fasciitis. The quote here from Phil is this, quote, "Almost all plantar pain is functional," end quote. Gee, I love that. And another quote, quote, "Plantar pain inside the foot, especially in the mid or hind foot, frequently comes from tight plantar muscles," end quote. Have you ever heard of plantar fasciitis? Well, you've got it because your plantar tissues are tight. Why are they tight? The tightness of your plantar tissues probably has a lot to do with your posture, which has probably changed because of your shoes and how much you sit. So stretch and mobilize your plantar tissues. But don't forget to remove your shoes, sit less, and maybe get some help from a professional with regards to your posture. So that's a very quick look at this wonderful book. Get out there and fix your feet. I highly recommend you get the book for the specifics. And if you are an aspiring endurance athlete, I suggest you get all of Dr. Maffetone's books and check out his awesome website, which is www.philmaffetone.com. There's heaps of cool stuff there. Dr. Phil Maffetone has been a private practitioner, health and athlete coach and consultant for a long time now. He's a published independent researcher. He's a respected pioneer in the field of complementary sports medicine. And he's internationally recognized as an educator and an author in the fields of nutrition, biofeedback, and exercise physiology and athletic training. Over the course of his 40-year career, he has done all of this wonderful stuff. So check out www.philmaffetone.com for more of his goodness. Of course, I am the author of this note. I love reading books, sharing their ideas with you so that you can learn faster and work out which books you really want to read. And I highly recommend this one. You can find more at www.mindandmovement.co.nz or get in touch with me at hazel@mindandmovement.co.nz. I hope you have really enjoyed the content of this note, but please remember that it is not medical advice and should not be used as such. Have an awesome day.